I will lead all of you in thanking our Lord for being back home for this Triduum. It is a great day, and we have several great days ahead as we are, as our Lord's family, back home. And we begin these most sacred days by seeing something different. The chairs tell you there's something different. Because we need to see again what our Lord's love really looks like. We have heard during Lent with our ears about charity, love, willing the good for others. But tonight, we will see with our own eyes our Lord's model. And we will see how our Lord's intention is to connect what we will see in these chairs happening to what will happen on the altar. At that Last Supper, when our Lord said goodbye to his disciples, permanently memorialized, by the way, in our altar, before Jesus will give us the new covenant at the Last Supper in the Eucharist, our Lord will give us a new commandment of love. Love always precedes covenant. Love always comes before a promise. Just like in marriage. You can't make a promise until you've fallen in love. And that new commandment of love comes to us by way of the word feet. I don't know if you counted, I did before. The word feet is mentioned 8 times in tonight's gospel. Feet. Our Lord took a towel, put it on his waist. He poured water in a basin, and he washed his disciples' feet. And don't think, by the way, his disciples were into this any more than you are. We always have staff meetings. How are we going to entice them this year to get their feet washed? What do we attach to it? No, you're not going to wash mine. Everybody sounds like Peter. Everybody sounds like Peter. Our Lord washed his disciples' feet, and then he said to them, I have given you a model to follow. He said, as I have done for you, you should also do. Those are two profound sentences. A new model. I prepare many people for death, as you know. And I've seen people die in a lot of different ways. I've had almost 700 funerals in my life as a priest. And in preparing people for death, you prepare them to fill their hearts with charity. Because at the moment of our death, I will be judged according to how I lived that model that our Lord spoke about in today's gospel. I will be judged according to how I lived that model of fraternal charity. That's the measure. And should I be welcomed into heaven, should I make it, I will enjoy heaven to the degree, to the extent that I fulfilled that model of fraternal charity. Paul said that these three remain: faith, hope, and charity. And the greatest is charity. That's why it's center. And that's also why our Lord said, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. Because there are many dwelling places according to our lives of charity. We all live different degrees of charity. So, first, tonight is about the feet and the new model. Then at sundown, Passover began. All Jewish males had to celebrate it. Jesus celebrated the principal Jewish feast of the Passover meal, thereby instituting two birthdays we celebrate tonight. I commend you for your presence tonight in many different ways. Partly because we have two birthdays tonight. The birthday of the Holy Eucharist, and therefore the birthday of the Catholic priesthood. You cannot separate the priesthood from the Eucharist. When Jesus was sitting at that table at his Last Supper, saying goodbye to his friends, knowing what would happen to him tomorrow, he did not want to leave his memory to chance. He told us exactly what to do so that we would remember him. He wanted to show what his life, death, and resurrection would mean for us here today, 2,000 years later. He didn't just give us words. He didn't give us a complicated theory we had to figure out. He didn't give us a hidden formula we had to find. He didn't give us a concert we would enjoy. He didn't give us instructions for a good old time. He didn't say, just figure something out. I'm sure you can be creative. Remember me. No. He gave us the Mass. He gave us his presence, his true, real, and substantial presence in the Eucharist. The Mass was given to us, the most perfect prayer ever. The most perfect prayer ever. And he did it all tonight. Tonight is the night he was betrayed by the treasurer of his group. He did it tonight, on the day before he suffered. He continued to give. Jesus anticipates tonight, at that Last Supper, what he must do tomorrow on Calvary. He gives himself as the Lamb of God, the only one who can take away the sins of the world. Before he leaves this world, he will leave himself. And whenever we attend a Mass, that same presence is with us, as it is with those disciples at the Last Supper. That same presence. And so tonight, it all begins. Tonight, our Lord will be arrested. He will be locked up. He won't be fed. He will be alone. But first, he washes feet and he gives us the Eucharist. That's what tonight is all about. Saint Pope John Paul II said both. Both the feet and the Eucharist. He said both. Show Jesus humbly lowering down, meeting us where we are, loving us. Tonight reminds all of us that Jesus' washing of the feet puts the Eucharist in a new dimension. And it is this. Tonight, Jesus gave the Eucharist to those who were his disciples. But yet, the way we treat those around us is how we will be known to our Lord as his true disciples. That's the fact. We can receive the Eucharist all we want. But if we are not charitable, it's all for naught. And we cannot be charitable without that grace of the Eucharist. Tonight is about connections. Our Lord wants us to know before he dies. We cannot separate the Eucharist from the washing of feet. We cannot separate our faith from works. We cannot separate what happens on that altar from what happens beyond that altar. We cannot separate this liturgy from real life. Because we cannot separate our Lord's word from action. Amen.